It's an image at odds with the country's healthy, environmentally friendly reputation. But for years, Switzerland's been a haven for tobacco firms with some of the most lax laws in Europe. Sunday's referendums changed things, with voters defying the government and approving a ban on tobacco advertising in newspapers, the internet, anywhere young people can see them.
It's laughable that for 2 years now, a health policy to fight COVID-19 has been in place, and now we really have the opportunity to introduce a new health policy, yet the Swiss government has advised people to vote no. For me, it's obvious that we have to vote yes to the ban.
Those backing the ban say the government's opposition is down to the presence of the world's major tobacco companies. Several have their headquarters here, and the industry generates more than $6 billion a year for the Swiss economy. But the old economic arguments no longer hold sway. There are 9,000 smoking-related deaths a year in the country. The impact on its health system is now at the forefront of people's minds.
I voted in favour of banning tobacco advertising on minors. I think the only argument of the opponents was the collapse of the Swiss economy. I don't see how it is linked. Maybe I didn't understand well, but it seems more important to me to protect children from tobacco.
The tobacco firms have lobbied hard to avoid the ban, with opponents claiming cake and even sausages could face similar restrictions. But the campaign failed to convince most people, Swiss voters showing politicians and big business that it's time to get tougher on tobacco. Neve Barker, Al Jazeera.